From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hello, I'm Orrin Gordon in Edinburgh. The Commonwealth Heads of Government Summit has begun, with the emphasis on trade and diplomacy.
And I'm Debbie Ransom in London, where Montserrat faces darkness as power workers threaten strike action and a supermarket of shipwrecks discovered off the Cuban coast. This is BBC Caribbean Report.
An upbeat opening of the four-day Commonwealth Heads of Government Summit in Edinburgh earlier today. The conference theme is trade and development. That economic message was one the host, Prime Minister Tony Blair, was keen to emphasize.
At Harare, we agreed common political aims and democratic rights. Here in Edinburgh, I hope we will agree an economic declaration setting out our agreed economic rights and objectives. We should challenge the rest of the world to meet the dual objectives of democratic and economic freedom together. Because we unite all the continents of the globe, we can set an example for others to follow.
In her role as head of the Commonwealth, the Queen stressed the importance of the 1.7 billion people who make up the grouping.
It is not a selfish organisation, and self-interest has no part to play in its policies. The developed and the developing worlds meet here on equal terms. Of course, our association is more than a partnership of governments. The real soul of the Commonwealth, the motor, the drive, call it what you will, is provided by people within and without those governments.
And Commonwealth Secretary General Chief Emeka Anyaoku described the path forward as new internationalism.
This is the first Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting where economic issues are to be the special subject of discussion. Commonwealth-wide initiatives in trade and investment, putting old connections to new uses, hold considerable possibilities. I hope that our discussions will lead to an expansion of intra-Commonwealth trade and investment.
Earlier, Chief Anyaoku unveiled a report on the problems facing small states. The report was prepared by a team headed by the former Dominican leader Dame Eugenia Charles, and it found that small states face problems ranging from environmental ones that threaten their survival to economic ones which place them at a disadvantage. Electra Naismith has the findings.
32 Commonwealth countries, more than half of the 54-nation grouping, are defined as small states. The report sets out 56 recommendations on how those small and usually poor countries can overcome their weaknesses and relative insignificance. The recommendations have been split into three groups: economic, environmental, and political. Chief among them is the call to reverse the decline in overseas aid, together with the establishment of a natural disaster relief fund and recognition of the vulnerability of small agricultural exporters like those Caribbean countries exporting bananas. The report also reminds more developed countries of their obligation to help those nations that can't grow enough of their own food and, where possible, to support diversification. With many islands of low elevation directly threatened by global warming and rising sea levels, the environment receives special attention. According to the report, the drop in overseas aid has been a major obstacle to enforcing international environment agreements. It also wants clear guidelines on international shipments of nuclear waste. To demonstrate the geographical spread of such problems, the three leaders presenting the study were from St. Lucia, Malta in the Mediterranean, and the Maldives Islands.
Electra Naismith. At the presentation of that report, St. Lucia's Prime Minister Kenny Anthony also sharply criticized what he described as the impotence of the international community over Montserrat. He said the handling of the volcano crisis provided the most glaring example of the vulnerability of a small state. The St. Lucian leader added that Montserrat has suffered a calamitous economic, social and political decline.
Over the last 3 years, we have witnessed the virtual destruction of a small community by an unconquerable natural disaster, while the international community has continued to be paralyzed in its response. The report notes five characteristics of small states. Yet, a case study of Montserrat would be invaluable in providing conceptual ground for analyzing another characteristic, the feature of impotence.
Kenny Anthony speaking in Edinburgh. You're listening to BBC Caribbean Report. Coming up next, Debbie Ransom with all the regional news.
On Montserrat itself, the long-suffering residents are facing a new crisis. 20 workers from the sole electricity company Monlec failed to turn up to work this morning, threatening to plunge the island into darkness. James White has this report.
The workers showed up for work early this morning, but later left their jobs in protest at a government decision not to pay them a tax-free allowance on what they called a hardship allowance. Sources at the power plant said the executive council had agreed to pay the allowance, but it had to be taxed at normal rate. However, the power company